Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Okay, one of the most renowned and famous hacks we've ever had on the show is the one about putting a couple of dishwasher tablets into your washing machine and watch what happens. It works. It really works. The dirt starts coming off immediately. And if you look at the videos online, you'll watch the progress as it happens. So
this
I did
is
it again
without clothes in, by the way.
Nothing in.
Nothing
yeah.
in your washing machine.
Cleans the seals.
Yeah.
The other thing that's really important is there's always a button on the side of your drawer for the washing machine that clicks it out. And when you click out the drawer of your washing machine, you'll find in there is not a pretty sight.
Mm.
So I saw TikTok hack the other day and on how to take it out and just took it out and gave it a good clean mind. It was like pretty bad.
Is that something
there.
You can lash in the dishwasher maybe?
Possibly the drawer, and then you just get a long brush and clean in behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing that I took to during the week from watching a hack was, you know, the tannin stains from tea and coffee and everything else on your mugs. If you just get a little bit of bicarbonate soda, like a little bit, and mix it into a paste with water, sparkling clean the cups. They looked like they were bleached or new even.
Because stains in the most stainy mugs
are... You don't want that. And most of it comes off with like a scrubber. But these are for any sort of stubborn stains or anything like that. And the chopping board one there was salt, as in like rock salt and lemon. To
yeah,
get
half
into
a lemon.
The grains of the chopping board.
Mm-hmm.
So put like scrub the salt with the lemon. A bit like that one we had for the barbecues, which have been coming out as well, which a great way for cleaning those is just a lump of tin foil, rub it over the actual grates of the thing, and all the black stuff comes off with the lump of tin foil. Great, because you can just throw it in the bin.
I did something in the house there recently. I had to Google a picture of it so I could explain it properly to you. I think I can anyway. But have you got a drawer in your house or somewhere in your house where the kids have their markers, their crayons,
yeah.
their pencil crayons, their pens, but they're all mixed together?
Yes.
Toilet roll holders, right? So you get yourself another little box or the same box you've used for your pens and your pencils and separate them with toilet roll holders.
They won't stick to that though, Rob.
See how neat and tidy
that
looks?
Yeah, looks nice, yeah.
So you put about 10 toilet roll holders in said box and then separate your pens, pencils, markers accordingly. And
I did go through
nice
the box the other day and checked any ones that need to be thrown out that haven't got lids and everything. Quite a satisfying job. But there were loads of pencils that needed sharpening. And I've made that mistake before, and I've had like a puncture wound on my hand. Got myself a mechanical, an electric sharpener.
You lazy.
No, but listen.
Lazy kid.
It's one of the best things I've ever... I had wounds on my hands from parenting. The children wouldn't help me. And once I start a job, I have to finish it. Electric sharpener, life-changing.
Okay. Where was all of this when we were in school, huh?
I don't know, but...
The torture we went through.
Torture. So there you go.
I remember during the 90s they came out with the comfortable bit at the end of a pen, you know, the little rubbery bit.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that was a game changer for us back in the day. Because you didn't have that indentation of pen on your fingers for the day. That was the extent of all we got in school. And now you can get an electric pencil pair. Oh.
Amazing. And
you
it goes
don't
like
know
this.
You are
goes,
born, lads.
Done.
That's it.
Done. Something like that, anyway. I'm quite sure.
Why can't they invent something like that for vegetables?
Yeah, I did see someone on another hack the other day with one of these things that looked amazing, that when you push it down, it chops. But I'm like, but that's not how they work, because I've had them, and they don't push down and chop like that.
Oh, but do you think that they've been parboiled slightly?
Oh, there's something going on. Why? Those videos make things look way easier than they actually are.
Or you're just a weakling. Why won't this work? Yeah, maybe no, you're right. Maybe they are kind of parboiled and made look really simple to chop.
We just threw this together.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Like those TV shopping channels. It's all lies, isn't it?
Lies.
Lies. What was that in?
I can't remember now. Right, there you go. Any other hacks, send them in to us, please, and we'll use them next week. 087-77-11-103.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.